from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
All right, poll question time. It's on X at 1080 The Fan. Yesterday we asked you who will be the biggest disaster as QB1. And Daniel Jones won that.
Yeah, that dude is getting dragged.
50% said Daniel Jones.
So hard right now.
30% said Russell Wilson. Only 11% said Sam Darnold. And then 9% Will Levis.
No one, and I mean no one, including Daniel Jones at this point, thinks Daniel Jones is any good. That dude is broken.
Is Will Levis any good? Sam Darnold any good?
Well, you know my feelings on Sam Darnold.
Is Russell Wilson any good?
The answer to any of those questions is no. The only one that I would say that the verdict would still be out on is Levis. I think there's some people that think that he's shown enough, not the world's biggest Levis guy, but I also don't think he has a ton around him. I don't think they did him any favors. But of those people, if you say one of those becomes a franchise quarterback, I think the only one that even has a shot is Levis.
Is it because of the mayonnaise perfume?
Clearly.
Okay.
Well, again, there's something to...
Well, he's pretty put together, isn't he?
He's absolutely jacked.
And now he smells like mayonnaise.
And he was a high pick, and again, we haven't seen him flame out. Like, the idea that Sam Darnold is going to have a bounce back after multiple flameouts, again, we've gone through this. There just isn't many examples of this. I mean, Geno Smith, but again, I don't know if Geno Smith's not a franchise quarterback, but just, like, Geno Smith and guys like that, Alex Smith, like, that is the bar. Like, there just aren't many of those. So the idea that Sam Darnold's going to be that guy, no. The idea that someone, after that many years of being washed, comes back, I guess you got Kurt Warner. That happened, so you could say that's a bar, which is a very high one. I'm not going to say that Russell Wilson is Kurt Warner. And then Daniel Jones just was never any good. He just isn't.
Rather have Gardner Minshew?
Than Daniel Jones?
Yeah.
Boy, that's a good question.
I would. He seems like more of a gamer to me.
Yeah, I mean, how about this? I think they're very similar players. So, I mean, would you rather have him? I guess I would still say Daniel Jones just because the physical tools are better, but I think they're essentially the same player. They're bridge starters, backups. I mean, that's what they are. It's just that Daniel Jones, if Daniel Jones had come from where Gardner Minshew did, we wouldn't view him the same way. But we talk about this all the time. I call it draft bias. Sam Darnold has massive draft bias. If Sam Darnold were drafted in the back half of the first round or in the start of the second round, no one would talk about Sam Darnold like this. If Brock Purdy was drafted where Sam Darnold was, we wouldn't talk about Brock Purdy the way we do. We have draft bias. So unfortunately for Daniel Jones, he has draft bias and it's not the good kind. Like, it's, you know. So Gardner Minshew and him, you're kind of dealing with the same player there. Both athletic guys. I think I'd probably take Daniel Jones just because he is an athletic guy, can run around and make plays. But, you know, I see why someone would go with Gardner.
Well, I was looking at the Pro Football Focus list of the 2024 starting quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And they rank him.
Yeah, where's...
Well, they actually have Jarrett Stidham and Bo Nix last.
All right. Well, again, you haven't seen Nix play.
And Stidham's terrible.
Exactly.
But then 31st is Sam Darnold, J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah.
30th is Minshew O'Connell, and 29 is Daniel Jones. So, I
mean, this is what I'm saying, right? Like,
and then Will Levis, 28.
If I told you you were eating a turn sandwich, but one of them had peanuts and one of them had corn, would it?
A turn sandwich?
Turd sandwich.
Oh, turd. one has peanuts, one has corn. Well, I'm going peanuts.
Are you going peanuts?
Well, yeah.
You like the crunchiness?
Well, no, I just think that that would add more flavor to the really bad taste of the turd. No. Am I wrong?
I hate to tell you this, but it's still a turd sandwich. And
well,
that's
I
when,
understand that,
when
you're picking... you gave me two choices. It was a corn turd sandwich or a peanut turd sandwich, and I think the peanut would be better for the turd.
So the peanut...
My God, it's corn!
Then in this
poops corn!
And then in this situation, Daniel Jones would be a turd peanut sandwich, as opposed to Gardner Minshew that I think is a turd corn sandwich.
Raises a question.
Yeah.
Best food to add to a turd sandwich that would help, like, you know, if you had to choke it down, like, what are you throwing in there?
You got
to
go.
You got to go something really strong and pungent.
Hot sauce to mask the flavor.
I know this is going to be weird, but I'm going to go kimchi.
Oh.
You ever had fermentation kind of takes
away? Have you ever had,
away?
Like, a really strong, because we make a lot of, with the Korean, my kids.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
We make a lot of kimchi at our house, and sometimes my daughter, Oren, will whip up a batch that is like, did it knock you on your ass? So I'm just thinking that is very, very strong. And if something can hide the flavor of the turd, I think maybe a really strong kimchi.
Kimchi.
Yeah.
What about a good mac and cheese?
I think that turd's going to overwhelm that. Now, the only thing you could do is if you did like a stinky cheese, you did like a really strong aged... I don't know, like, what's the stinkiest of cheese? I mean, the bluest of the blue cheese. You'd have to go with a really pungent, because that's the key. But, like, normal American mac and cheese, that turd's going to overwhelm that mac and cheese like you wouldn't believe.
I mean, I think it's going to overwhelm a lot of things.
Yeah.
It's a turd.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to...
Now, you got to go... The key is pungent. You got to go with something very strong. Yeah, someone's saying, like, mayo? Come on. You think mayo's cutting through
mayo?
That?
You're not dressing a regular sandwich. You're hiding poop.
Dude, that's how to make a crap sandwich worse. Add mayo?
Yeah, that's no
What
good.
Is that? Be better than that.
Yeah, someone's saying, yeah, like a Limburger cheese. There you go.
Okay.
Like a Limburger mac and cheese.
You like a truffle cheese?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, truffled crap sandwich?
Yeah. Truffle's so, can
that
be
sounds
so
delightful.
Overwhelming.
Throw some breadcrumbs on top of
that. I think it's a truffle crab sandwich. I'm like, that does sound good.
Wait, no.
No, crap.
Yeah. S sandwich. A truffle S sandwich. All fancy.
Caviar.
Vancouver Vortex Line Comcast would have loved this turd sandwich, Seggy. Hey, it's sports.
Well, we are on CW right
now.
Yeah.
Hey, we're talking sports, CW.
What about wasabi? What if you just... Throw a bunch of wasabi on it.
That's probably, yeah.
Right?
Something like that.
Because doesn't
that
like just,
oh, it just,
I mean, it just kills
it,
your.
It burns your.
That was my thought with hot sauce initially.
Yeah.
You want something that just makes it so you don't taste any turd.
Well, have you ever, do you watch Hot Ones at all?
Hot Ones?
I've seen clips, but I don't watch it.
I love that show. It's just like
Never
where they.
Never heard of it.
No, they
it's a viral sensation.
Yeah, it's a viral sensation. It's on YouTube. They've run it on Hulu. I mean, they have like the biggest stars in the world. You name it, they've been on there.
It's a guy interviewing famous people while they're eating
hot
chicken
wings
as the sauces get progressively
hotter.
So
there's
10 hotter.
Wings, and you go all the way up. And the eighth one is the bad one. Believe it or not, the eighth one is the worst. You would think, and it bothers me, that the 10th one is not the worst one. But there's an eighth one called the bomb. And supposedly, it just tastes like battery acid, and it just melts people's face. And so
cool.
Maybe if you had a turd sandwich... Maybe the correct response to this is da bomb sauce. You sprinkle that on your turd sandwich and you ain't tasting anything. Your senses will be on fire, but you're not going to taste the turd.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
People got real fired up when Sydney Sweeney was on the show last summer.
Yeah. Although, can I say this real quick? I know you don't watch it, but this is a pet peeve of mine when it comes to the cowards that do this show. Eat the wing. I was watching one with Lenny Kravitz the other day. That son of a bitch took the world's smallest bite.
That's not surprising that he's not going to take down the whole
pisses
wing.
Pisses me off when you get celebrities in there and then they take the world's smallest bite and they're like, oh, this isn't that bad. Eat it. You don't get to take one little nibble of a bite.
They've done 339 episodes. The last one with Ariana Grande.
Wow.
Yeah. She was another one that was, she handled it really well. But same thing. Like, not even a bite. It was the definition of a hummingbird nibble. It's ridiculous. You know who picked the wing clean? Dave Grohl.
Yeah, of course.
The entire thing.
See, I would think I'm disappointed in Lenny Kravitz. Like, who'd you say, Ariana Grande?
Yes.
Yeah, that I get.
Yeah.
But Lenny Kravitz, come on, dude.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be cool.
It was not cool.
Your leather pants are undone.
And he was the whole deal, he was full rock star out, but took these.
He always is.
Took these little weenie bites.
Have you ever seen Lenny Kravitz not rock star out?
No, it doesn't exist. I told you one of the great moments I've seen was I was at the Horde Festival 20 plus years ago.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
And Lenny Kravitz was supposed to, he was like the second to last act. And Lenny was like 35 minutes late. And the crowd was like chanting Lenny, nothing. They roll out Lenny Kravitz onto the stage, leather pants undone, by the way. And let's just say you saw some stuff.
Yeah.
Lenny is not. Lenny was not well groomed, if you get my drift. Like, holy cow, Lenny. It was like
I've never seen so much dong in my life.
It's like a chia pet down there. Leather pants, leather pants half undone.
Isachi.
No shirt. Sunglasses, no shoes, and he comes rolling out there and he goes, oh, sorry, I'm late. I was tied up. And then he just launches into like a face-melting guitar riff and then proceed to kick our ass for like 45 minutes. I was like, holy cow, that guy's cool.
Yeah, he's
you
want to awesome.
Ride this jock? Let's go.
Yeah, he was probably caught up with, you know, my guess was something in the back.
Like, do you think he even wakes up in the morning like that? Like,
yeah, he's just cool. Is cool.
He doesn't like roll out of bed with tidy whiteys and like a face
that
mask.
Guy has, that guy leather. Hasn't worn underwear in like 40 years.
Yeah. And he's like, I picture him, if he's at home, he's naked.
Yes. And he's like a vampire. He's like 58 and he's in the most ridiculous shape. He hasn't aged one.
Is that dude married?
He was. And then he liked the other ladies.
Oh.
He's married to Lisa Bonet.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
And then she's with
Momoa.
Jason Momoa.
I think they split up too.
Wow.
Turns out when you're a really good looking guy like Jason Momoa and Lenny Kravitz, I think you have a hard time with the one woman thing.
One of our listeners thinks that this segment will be analyzed in philosophy classes until the end of time.
The turd sandwich?
Yeah. What do you add to a turd sandwich so that you can choke it down?
Now you're calling it a turd sandwich.
I know. What is that? So that you can choke it down.
Yeah.
It's a great question. Yeah. And I tell you what, that kimchi pull by you, that's pretty good.
Yeah. There's times.
That's pretty good.
You know, yes.
Because you could mix the turd in there and really not even.
I'm guessing you might not be fully aware.
Yeah.
With a strong enough kimchi.
Yeah. That's really good. It's tough to beat.
There you go.
Powerful.
Apparently, Lenny Kravitz is celibate.
What?
That's May 30th, 2024.
That makes two of us.
He's been celibate for 9 years?
I don't believe that for one
second.
Hold on.
I need to look into this.
Lenny has models parachuting onto his roof, and he's just beating them off with a stick. I don't buy it.
Okay, well, that leads us to today's poll question. It is on X at 1080 The Fan. What is the most condescending term to call your fellow man?
Oh.
Is it guy, buddy, chief, or pal? Vote and vote hard.
Those are all pretty bad.
They're all terrible. I thought about bro, but I think bro is
bro's a little more universal.
Less condescending than those four. Yeah.
It's pal.
So I'm very interested to see what wins here.
It's pal.
It's pal.
Don't pal me.
Don't chief me.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, chief's rough, too.
I'd rather you chief me than pal me. Pal, you are not my pal.
Hey, guy.
I'd rather go buddy. I'd rather, like, just, it's, I don't know.
I'm not your buddy.
I feel like pal. You say pal, I hear F you. That's what I hear.
Yes.
That's what
I hear.
You're pulling the trigger if you use pal.
Pal is said with malice.
That's the first shot fired.
Yes. Chief is said with, like, I feel like when somebody says, how you doing, chief?
Yeah.
It's kind of like pal, but I don't think with as much negativity.
Pal's got some stank on it.
Buddy is probably just somebody trying to be, like, just, they're too cool to learn your name, so they're just going to call you buddy.
I'm fine with buddy.
And they call everybody buddy. Yep. Those guys are all,
but it's
themselves.
How you say buddy, because you can say buddy in a way that is not very buddy.
I got a friend of mine that buddies everybody. It's his go-to. Everybody's
and that can be buddy. Very nice, but it's like, hey, buddy, that's not the same thing.
Danny is a buddy guy.
Yeah.
Danny Moran.
Oh, yeah. He's a what's up, buddy?
Yeah, he buddy. Does. He buddies. And I don't mind the buddy.
But I think it's one thing if you know the person's name and you call them buddy.
Yeah.
It's another if you don't know their name and you call them buddy.
Sure. I don't know why, but it's the moment you read those, it just jumped off the pole at me was pal. Don't pal me.
Well, right now, let's get a little update. Looks like Chief is winning.
Mm, yeah, I can
followed
see that.
By Guy, then pal, and buddy is last.
Yeah. People like, buddy shouldn't be included.
I disagree wholeheartedly. Don't call me buddy.
I'm not your buddy.
Yeah, I'm not your buddy. Learn my name. Thank you. I'd rather be bro'd than buddied.
It's a bro.
What's up, bro?
It's a brosif.
Or brew. Or bra.
Bruh.
Bruh.
What's your problem, bud?
That's tomorrow's poll. What's the best? Is it bro, brew, bra, or bruh?
Or bruh. Yeah.
I like a bra. What's up, bra?
What about dude?
Yeah, I'll take dude.
Dude's not.
Yeah, no, dude's fine. The dude abides.
All right, our NFL shish kebab is next, followed by hardball halibut. Here's Buck.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!